Live in KBCO Studio C, Indigo Girls. That's off the new one, Shaming of the Sun.
That was croaked.
Oh, you guys did fine.
Croaking.
Now, this album is kind of a different musical expression for you guys. You say so, so does your record company in the press releases. Was this a conscious effort to change your style or a little bit, add different instruments, or did it kind of evolve that way when you were working in the studio?
Well, I think it evolved that way. I mean, we consciously took a year off because I think when you need a break, you know, and you get burnt, and we've been on the road for like 10 years or something, so I think that we knew when we took that time off that we would probably distance ourselves a little bit from our same old pattern of how we worked in the studio and the instruments that we played. And Emily started working on piano and picked up the banjo and dulcimer, and I picked up mandolin and started practicing guitar more and just exploring more. And I think a lot of the local bands in Atlanta influenced us a lot, and just listening to different kinds of music. And then we got into this, we wrote songs and we arranged them. When we got into the studio, it was like we produced it ourselves, and it was just free, you know? We're totally freed up to just do whatever.
Well, it's got to be a natural progression to change and evolve as a musician. I mean, people can't expect you to stay on the first album and that, no, only sound like that, please. So I like it.
Yeah, I mean, depending on the artist, sometimes there's an inclination to just continue to write the way that you feel most comfortable writing. So I think taking that year off was really good. A good challenge for us to just do, well, first of all, to go back to live our lives for a year because we've been on the road for so long. And then to not be afraid to experiment, because we just got to a point, I think, where we both, like, we've been playing acoustic guitars forever, and now it's like, well, let's just do something different. And we weren't afraid to take risks in the studio, and that feels good. You grow from that.
Now, you're going to be on tour all summer.
Yeah.
And then I hear that you're going to be playing high schools in the fall.
Yeah, we're having our agent try to put it together. Logistically, it's a little difficult, but
I think it's great. Who came up with it?
Well, we just, something we've been talking about for a while. We love our high school following, and we feel like a lot of times either they can't afford tickets or they can't get to the shows, or it's all age. I mean, it's a, you know, no underage people, whatever. Mm-hmm. So we just wanted to do something just for them.
Well, I think that's great. And speaking of doing something just for me, no. play one of the old favorites.
Okay, here we go. This is Galileo.
Wait.
Practicing? This is a really different context, playing these songs in the middle of daylight.
Yeah, okay.